of us, life's slate had been wiped clean. We were ready for a major change. I chose to try to figure out who I was, where I was headed, and why I had such a destructive past. I dove into self-help books and life coaching seminars. During a lunch break at one of these seminars, I saw an absolutely beautiful woman. Boy, she was toned. I went up to her and told her that her arms looked amazing, and I swear it wasn't a line, though at first she thought it was. I really wanted to know how she was so fit. She'd been athletic all her life, had gotten certified as a personal trainer when she was 19, and had been weight training and playing sports for a long time. We obviously had a lot in common, so as two passionate trainers, conversations sparked up. But we didn't flirt or try to impress each other. At that point in our lives, neither of us wanted the stress of a relationship. I was focused on figuring myself out, on sorting out why my life was where it was, and on digging down to my foundation. Heidi was there for the same reason. When the seminar ended, we kept on talking for the rest of the evening. We were incredibly open, honest, and vulnerable with each other. I mean, what a cool way to start a friendship. Our connection was about connecting and about unconditional appreciation and acceptance of how perfectly imperfect we were. In the months that followed, each of us had begun to regain our happiness in life, and we were enjoying our friendship so much.